That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
For the best way to fall asleep with Nightfalls, you can now become a premium supporter. Enjoy the entire back catalogue of Nightfalls classics, all with a rich, immersive, and totally ad-free experience. If you love falling asleep to Nightfalls, Nightfalls Premium will elevate your sleep while helping to support myself and the team. We love creating Nightfalls, but without supporters, it wouldn't be possible. Join Nightfalls Premium today in just two taps on both Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link found in the show notes for all other podcast players. Your sleep will thank you for it, and so will I.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've been feeling overwhelmed with anxiety lately, try listening to a guided meditation on the Meditation for Anxiety podcast. Meditation is a proven, natural way to help you calm down and dissolve stress so you can feel lighter and happier. So subscribe for free today to the Meditation for Anxiety podcast by searching for Meditation for Anxiety on your favorite podcast player.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey. Welcome back to Nightfalls. Come, settle in for tonight's calming meditation and soothing bedtime story. As always, don't worry if you fall asleep before the end. You can drift off whenever you're ready. Are you enjoying your visits to Nightfalls? I hope I'm helping you find some rest. If you find you're sleeping easier since listening to these episodes, please leave me a review. It would also be great to know what kind of stories you would like to hear next. Thank you. Tonight, we follow Will's journey by sailing boat out into the rolling ocean. As Will's boat drifts out to sea, allow yourselves to drift ever closer to sleep and sink into a state of relaxation deeper than the ocean itself. Let's take a moment to relax. Coming to a comfortable position, draw a deep breath in and feel fresh air flooding in through your nose and out through your mouth. That flow of fresh air is almost like the tide, steadfast and reliable, just like the gentle waves that lap upon the shoreline. Your breath washes in and out of your body. Feel that fresh air rolling into your body once more, flowing into your lungs like a wave to replenish you each time. As you exhale, feel that wave flowing from your body, drawing any negativity out of you and washing it away. Feel any stress or strain you were carrying being drained from your body. Now, as you lie there, the weight of your troubles lifted from your shoulders. Notice how much lighter you feel. Allowing your eyes to gently drift closed. Perhaps you find that you feel so light, it's almost as though you're floating upon the ocean. The sea is warm, the weather is fair, and the salt water supports your body, so you can bob easily upon the surface. There is nowhere else for you to be, and nothing more for you to do than simply drift here relaxing. Now, if you're feeling relaxed, Will's journey can begin. Will never tired of his mornings on the ocean. From the moment he awoke to the beating sun on his face, to the moment he fell asleep on an evening, to the twinkling stars in the crystal clear night sky above. Every moment was pure bliss. The stars in the ocean sky were the brightest, most beautiful things he had ever seen. With no pollution clouding the air and no lights from cities or houses below to brighten the space, it was left up to the stars from galaxies light years away to light up the sky for him. The stars glistened high above, like diamonds lying on a sheer black blanket. The blanket wrapped around the night sky, keeping the stars safe until they returned to their galaxies far away with the morning sun. Surely the greatest bank robbers alive could only dream of stealing something half as beautiful and crystal-like as the untouched stars above the ocean sky. Will had embarked on his journey sailing around the world over a year ago, and he still had many places left to voyage to. He hadn't intended to set out on such a big mission. Initially, he had just set out with the hopes of sailing into the unknown and seeing where he turned up. But with each passing day and each new breath of freedom as he drifted farther and farther away from shore, it had felt like the natural choice to allow his journey to extend. When he had called his daughter to inform her of his new plan, she had sighed and smiled down the phone. "Why am I not surprised? The call of the ocean is far too strong to ignore for long." And she was right. Sailing solo across the sea was liberating and freeing in a way that Will had never experienced before. There were no noisy neighbors to disturb your thoughts, no material possessions to distract you, no man-made buildings to block the view. All that there was Mother Nature in all her unspoilt beauty, and glistening ocean waters as far as the eye could see. The water was clearer than any he had seen by the coast of a beach. The sun was brighter and higher in the sky, away from land, and reflected off the ocean's surface like a perfectly polished mirror. There was barely ever a cloud in sight. The sky was like an open highway to other worlds. While he always had some idea where he was heading, seeing new land approaching in the distance was always an adventure as he drew nearer and rejoined different civilizations across the world. He began his journey in England and made his way north, passing Iceland, Canada, around North America and Alaska. He hadn't set out on his journey intending to go much further after that, but now the sea was calling to him, and he craved warmer waters and warmer climates. He couldn't wait to experience the ports of the likes of Indonesia and Australia. By far, Will's favourite spot to sail so far was Alaska. The moment he sailed through his first glacial fjord, he felt like he was sailing into a fantasy land. It was nothing like he had seen before. The snowy white fjords towered high above, like no man-made building he had ever seen. Turrets of rock-solid ice jutted out at all angles of the glaciers, creating a textured marble effect that mesmerized him. As he sailed by slowly, he gazed at this natural work of art in awe. Wrapped up tight in his weighted blanket, he sipped from his canister of piping hot chocolate and felt the warm liquid trickle down his throat and into his chest and stomach like a small waterfall flowing down along the side of the glacier. There wasn't a sound to be heard except the soft whirring of his boat engine as it pushed gently through the water and the occasional slurping of his hot chocolate. Sometimes he would notice the cawing of birds overhead as they chatted and circled in the sky. And at one point, he could have sworn he heard the distant call of a whale. The first time he saw a whale while out on his boat was breathtaking. Now that he had been out on the water for over a year, Will had seen plenty of different species swimming through the oceans, and it never grew old. There was something about the mythical, mesmerizing presence of the whales that called him and eased his mind when he, on occasion, missed home. The ocean was the whales' home, and they welcomed him with open fins. Gliding closely by out of curiosity, but never disturbing his tranquility. And he never disturbed theirs. Instead, they floated alongside each other, like old friends, that required nothing of each other, except one another's silent company. The day that he saw his first whale while out in the ocean was so spectacular that he regularly replayed that memory over in his head. He heard it before he saw it. The low rumbling song of the blue whale as it glided through the deep waters of the Indian Ocean, not far off the coast of Chile. As soon as he heard its call, he looked around, trying to catch sight of the creature that had made the sound. He knew that the blue whale was renowned for being the largest mammal on Earth, but seeing it in the flesh was different to anything he could have imagined. The whale's dorsal fin snaked up out of the ocean waves, rolling smoothly as it submerged itself back under the water surface. The grey shadow of the blue whale swam right by Will's boat, completely ignoring his presence and continuing on its graceful journey through the ocean. A journey around the world that might take Will several years would surely only take this majestic creature mere months to complete. Its size astounded him. Just as he thought he had seen the last of the blue whale, the creature pushed itself forward and down under the water before springing up, bursting through the water surface and leaping into the air. Its body slinked and curved as it twirled in midair before crashing back down into the ocean below. Will's eyes were wide with admiration, and his heart felt like it could burst with emotion. Had the whale put on this show for him? He liked to think so. In Alaska, he encountered a pod of humpback whales bubble feeding close to a fjord he was passing by. He had paused his sailing to marvel in their splendor, listening to the gentle gushing of the water as they rose and submerged from the water simultaneously. There must have been at least 10 of them all together, working as a team to get their fill from the fish in those cool Alaskan waters. Nature never failed to impress him, and every single piece of life he came across on his journey sailing around the world was unique and special. He could still remember the first time he went sailing as a child. His father took him out on his boat when he was just 7 years old and set him to work. He learned the difference between port side and starboard side, how to rig the boat and tie a sailor's knot. With the passing years, he took on more duties, perfected his technique, and learnt all the relevant lingo. Whenever he wasn't at school, he was out on the boat with his father. They shared a love for sailing and would head out on the water every weekend together, ignoring his mother's protests to stay at home with her. When Will grew up, he saved every spare penny from his part-time job to buy himself a boat. And at the age of 22, he finally afforded it. She was a small navy blue sailing boat that he named Carlotta. He could still remember how proud he felt that day when he took her out on the water for the first time. He felt totally free and like he had conquered the world already at the young age of 22. He may have trained as a school teacher, but his true passion was always in sailing. When Will was out on the water, steering his boat, he felt alive in such a way that nothing else made him feel. Now, at the age of 47, he steered a much larger boat than dainty Carlotta. Carlotta was perfect for his young sailing dreams, but Will had bigger goals in sight nowadays, and she wouldn't have stood a chance out on the vast waters of the world's oceans. His sailing boat was now a large white vessel, lovingly named Gracie after his daughter, and she was much better equipped for the adventure he had embarked upon. He predicted it was around early afternoon, based on the sun's position in the sky, and so he took out his fishing rod in the hopes of catching something for a meal. Although he was floating in the middle of the ocean, which should surely be abundant with fish, it took longer to catch anything here than closer to land. Most of the fish of the ocean could be found lower down, deep beneath the surface, so it could be a long waiting game for something closer to the surface to swim along. Luckily, Will had all the time in the world to wait. As he sat on the edge of his boat and watched his fishing rod bob in the water, he thought about his life back home before he embarked on his journey. He was 47 years old and enjoyed an active lifestyle. He was a teacher at a high school with a teenage son and daughter. Both lived with his ex-wife most of the time. He owned a small house on the coast of Cornwall, England, but he spent most of his time tending to his sailing boat, out on the waters. He had always preferred being out at sea to being on land, and he had taken his children out on many sailing holidays throughout their childhood. There weren't many things that Will aspired to nowadays. He was quite content in his life and how it had panned out. But the one thing he had always secretly dreamed of being able to do was to sail around the world. He had always put it down to being a pipe dream that was out of his reach. But when he allowed himself to go with the flow and stop thinking so much, it naturally happened. That day, when he had set out to sea with no real plan of where he was heading, he just kept sailing further and further, for longer and longer, until it didn't feel so out of his reach after all. In fact, before he even realized it, he was just doing it. He was living his dream, and he hadn't looked back since. Every time he reached a new port of a new country, he would call his family back home to check in with them and see how they were doing. His son and daughter were growing up so fast, and his daughter was already thinking about what she was going to do after high school. So much was happening for them back home, but out on the open waters, nothing much was happening for Will. And that's exactly how he liked it. With no disturbances, it was truly tranquil as he bobbed along, day after day, sitting, reading, fishing, writing, singing, sunbathing, sleeping, and just simply being. Simply breathing in the salty, fresh air and breathing out all of the pent-up tensions that had built in his body and his mind over the years and releasing them harmoniously out into the vast ocean. He hadn't a care in the world. After several hours of fishing and patiently waiting, he felt a tug on the rod and he reeled in his catch of the day. It was only a small silverfish, but it would do. He always felt so proud when he caught his own food. He liked to think that his time out in the midst of nature was helping him reconnect with humanity's basic instincts that had been quashed over time by civilization and technology. The thrill of catching your own meal, keeping yourself warm on a cold night, and being at one with nature in the wilderness felt enlightening. As he enjoyed his meal that late afternoon, he took a look over his map to plan his next course of action. He intended to sail further south towards Cape Town, which would likely take him another week or so to complete the journey. All the time alone at sea might unsettle some people, but not Will. There was a transcendent feeling that came with being alone for so long. You learn how to be settled in your own mind and how to become best friends with yourself. On land, Will found he barely ever took the time to really get to know himself and his thoughts. He was always so busy and on the go, trying to be everything to everyone. But when all of that was stripped away and he was left with nothing but the clothes on his back and his sailing boat, there was nothing to hide behind anymore. He found that during his extended time on the waters, he had become more patient, more understanding, more grateful, curious, and had discovered that his head could be a pleasant place to be. He meditated several times throughout the day. He would sit at the stern of the boat, cross-legged, with his eyes closed, and focus simply on breathing in and breathing out. With less chaos around to stimulate his brain, he found it increasingly easy to eliminate all thoughts and worries from his mind and enter a state of meditative bliss. As he sat there, breathing in deeply and slowly, his head grew light, and all tension resting between his eyebrows, weighing heavy on his forehead, melted and released. His jaw relaxed loosely, his air flowed with ease in through his nose, filling his stomach like a balloon expanding within him and flowing out through his mouth on a soothing sigh. He let go of all tension holding his body in a tight embrace and allowed his limbs to go floppy as he relinquished control of them. He felt completely relaxed and still as the breath flowed through him and relieved him of any built-up tension. The sun was beginning to set on the horizon, and it was a most picturesque view. The sky was illuminated with red and orange clouds that drifted through the blue sky like far-off mountain ranges. A strip of deep blue lined the water on the horizon, promising the oncoming night. The water was beginning to grow darker too, as the sun retreated to its bed and refused to light up this portion of the world for a minute longer. Far off towards the horizon, Will watched with a smile as he saw a pair of dolphins jump up and down out of the water, chasing the sunset. They played frivolously with one another as they unwittingly put on a superb show for Will. He watched them with delight, so pleased to have witnessed another moment of nature's splendor to round off the day. Sometimes he wondered if the universe was sending these simple but splendid moments his way to remind him, on his long journey, that he was not alone. The air was becoming crisper as the day came to its close, and Will lit up a couple of small lights on the deck of his boat. Within minutes, the day turned to night, and Will felt like a baby rocking in a cradle after his parents had turned off the lights. He pulled his blanket close and wrapped himself up in its warm, fluffy embrace. He grabbed his flask of hot tea that he had brewed earlier and laid back. As the stars began to appear and illuminate the night sky, Will smiled. This was his favorite time, when the world was completely silent, and it was just him alone with the ocean and the universe. It was humbling to remember how small he was in the grand scheme of things, and how lucky he was to get to play a small part in this miraculous universe. He dreamt of all the places he was still yet to see, and the animals he couldn't wait to experience for the first time. He was still yet to see seals and walruses, and he hoped that he would see penguins on his journey. He knew that his son would be delighted to hear that. He also hoped that when he got to Cape Town, he would spend some time on shore after his long spell at sea. There were supposedly many beautiful places around the coast of South Africa, and he intended to visit as many as he could. His journey wasn't just about losing himself on the world's oceans. It was also an opportunity to see as many places as possible and experience many different cultures. As Will lay there on the deck of his boat, swaying along with the bobbing of the boat on the waves, he felt his eyes grow heavy, and the stars in the night sky began to fade as his eyes closed. He had the sweetest dreams whilst out at sea. The gentle waves lulled him into peaceful dreams that filled his heart with contentment. He slept deeply and restfully every night. There was nothing to think about. All his mind and body had to focus on was the gentle push and pull of the boat, the hushing sound of the rippling waves, and his deep breaths in and out. In and out. In his own little boat out on the vast ocean, Will had found the peace and harmony that most people search their whole lives for. It was only when he stopped to do nothing that he found true relaxation and contentment.